Asser joins us, Brad. We've had him on the, he's a good friend of the program now, from notollsct.org.
He is the best.
He started
Unreal.
Really. Here's a guy that really started almost single-handedly the anti-toll movement in the state. Three different bills came out of the committee yesterday, so that's step
90,
one.
90,000 have signed up, you know.
Yeah,
90,000.
On notollsct.org. Yep. Patrick, good morning. How are you?
Good, guys. Good morning.
Were you at the Capitol yesterday or not for part one of the mayhem?
Oh, I was there. I was there. I got to witness the back-and-forth dialogue and some of the interesting comments that obviously were made during the day as they discussed the three toll bills, which, of course, all passed right down party lines. I think 23 to... I forget what the actual final vote was, but yeah it was, it was expected.
Yeah,
that we saw this happen last year. The same thing happened. It got passed out of committee, but now this is when the rubber hits the road.
That's right. This Absolutely.
So it's no more just a concept bill. This is when the lawmakers now have to start talking about actual details, and the devil's going to be in the details. You know, we're going to finally start hearing about how many toll gantries they're talking about, where exactly they're going to go, what the actual costs are going to be. So, folks, pay attention. You know, if you've never gotten involved in your life, but you've always complained about the high taxes and everything else in Connecticut, boy, this is the opportunity to step up, speak out, call your lawmakers, and actually make a difference.
Patrick, what have you, obviously, you have talked to lawmakers about this, and number one, what is the reaction you're getting from them regarding the groundswell that you've started here? And number two, what are you hearing as far as these rumblings of, well, they might drastically lower the number of toll gantries to get this through? What are you hearing on those things?
And also, I would like to know, too, what does that mean for some people? Because I've had some calls about the gantries. How do they understand
that? Number one, we have definitely gotten the attention of all the lawmakers, including the governor. Mm-hmm. I don't think they expected this type of pushback and this type of momentum that's gaining throughout the state. And not to mention that we are a bipartisan movement. There are many, many, many Democrats out there that voted for Ned Lamont, voted for these representatives who are opposed to these tolls. So people need to remember, yes, you might have gotten elected, but it doesn't mean that these people agree with 100% of your agenda.
Yeah.
So we have definitely gained their attention. Thousands of written testimonies were submitted to the Transportation Committee, which they have never seen those kind of numbers before, to the point that the system actually crashed because it couldn't handle the amount of testimonies that were coming in. And that's the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
The other thing, what was your second question?
Well, are you hearing from any legislators or getting a wind that, you know, part of the way they may sneak this through or get this through, Patrick, is a drastically scale back plan, not 80, not 50 gantries, but maybe 20 or 30 with the provisos that they may do something a little more in the future? What are you hearing?
No. So here's the truth about tolls that everyone needs to understand. It doesn't matter if they put in 80, 50, 30, or 10 tolls. The big number, the issue to think about here is they want $1 billion. Okay, so that means it doesn't matter how many toll gantries they actually put up. If they put up fewer toll gantries, it just means the price of those toll gantries will be higher. The more they put out there, the lower the cost will be, because the bottom line is they need $1 billion.
Yep.
So that's what, you know, so when you
a
talk
billion.
To some of these lawmakers, and believe me, there are Democrat lawmakers that are out there, and they hinted to this yesterday during their meeting. They're like, look, I've got a lot of issues with tolls. My constituents don't want them. I'm getting a lot of pushback, but I'll vote this through today and see what the details turn into, but I'm reserving my right to vote no in the future.
I did notice that, Patrick. A lot of Democrats, Brad, said, I'm going to vote this forward just so we can talk about it more. But I think, Patrick, a lot of them is really starting to feel the heat on this. Brad and I think so.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
I know they are because I've talked to them.
Good. I mean, let's face it. This is a monumental change in the state of Connecticut. No other state in the country has what Connecticut is proposing to do as far as tolls. No one comes close to what they're talking about here.
Excellent.
I just have a feeling, and a good feeling, that there's going to be something and there's going to be some changes because some of the Democrats that I have talked with, okay, they are not for tolls. They don't want to lose their jobs. That's the truth.
Correct. And that's the thing. You know, votes have consequences. And moving forward now, we're going to start honing in on specific Democrats who we feel are on the fence.
Yep.
And could be a weak vote, and we're going to start targeting them.
Yeah.
And as they start hearing from people in their communities, look, let's face it, a lot of them don't win by big numbers.
Well, that's a whole and Patrick, we're running short on time here, but this is how this works. I'm explaining to people, they may have enough votes to get this through, but they may tell some vulnerable Democrats, you know, they may whisper to them, hey, it's okay if you vote no on this because we have the votes. You know, this vote shifting happens all the time, Patrick, especially in squishy districts.
Yep, exactly, exactly. But that's why our list is going to be big enough that it's going to cover enough of these lawmakers to make sure that we're covering that potential case from happening.
But you know something? When I heard 90,000,
yeah,
I said, my God, that is incredible.
All right.
That's right. That's right. So, guys, thank you for
Patrick,
keeping the fight going. And people, please go to our website, notollsct.org.
All right, Patrick, thank you.
We'll be talking again.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. This is tremendous.
Yeah, it really is,
90,000? Are you kidding me?